Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Well, a lot of people sort of look down on the Washington, D.C. metro area because there isn't really much of a nightlife compared to other major metropolitan areas like New York or L.A., San Francisco, Chicago. But that could very well change starting this Thursday night as the MGM National Harbor Casino opens. It's been much anticipated. I can't believe the day is finally here. And this could be, you know, something that brings a whole lot of people out at night. During the day, all times of day, actually, to go sample the activities there at the MGM Casino. But what's it going to do to traffic? And has the have the roads around there and all of the areas surrounding and impacted by this influx of cars and people, have they been modified and adjusted to accommodate that? Well, let's ask Prince George's Police Chief Hank Stawinski, who joins us right now, who I'm sure has you have a pretty full plate right now leading into this Thursday night, don't you, sir?
Good morning, Larry and Brian, and yes, indeed, I do.
Well, let's talk about this impact. How many more cars on the road are you expecting in the whole area? And it's not just Oxon Hill Road right by the casino. It's all of the outlets and arteries that feed that area, right?
You're absolutely right. And there's really no way to know how many people will choose to come and visit our burgeoning hospitality industry. But we're expecting over the course of the first 24 hours, something like 9,000 cars to bring something like 30,000 patrons to the MGM.
Oh, man. Now, that's a huge impact.
That's a lot, yeah.
What's happening? You're going to have signs? You're going to have people redirected? This is going to be a nightmare.
Well, no, I think we're well prepared for this. We've been planning for this for almost 2 years now. And in terms of your question about roadway improvements, a lot of widening and a lot of signage, a lot of that work has been completed, and that's one of the things we factored in when we completed the plan.
Yeah.
We're going to be using a combination of variable message signs, a command post here at the National Harbor that has video feeds to all of those intersections and roadways. We've got partners from the Maryland State Police, the Virginia State Police, as well as all of our public safety in Prince George's County. It's going to be a well-coordinated effort. Yesterday, I took all the deputy chiefs, the assistant chief. Mm-hmm. We visited every key intersection feeding into the MGM. We all understand how those intersections are supposed to function and accommodate traffic, and our goal is to keep all of those intersections functioning so that we have motion. What we don't want is traffic to stop, and we really don't want anything to back up on our major interstates out there. And I'm confident between the variable message signs, our constant outreach via WTOP, our Prince George's County access for traffic, and the command staff that we've put together, we'll be able to keep traffic in motion and keep people flowing.
All right, so in the community, though, I mean, I look up the road here. I live in Montgomery County, as you know, and they just opened up a big outlet mall. And, I mean, the traffic, even though they planned for it, was a lot more than they anticipated it was going to be. And the local people who live there are saying, what the heck? You know, are you worried about how the local people who have lived in that area forever are going to be impacted by this?
Well, Brian, as you know, I'm not from someplace else. This is my home.
I understand.
And I'm every bit as concerned about the folks that have been living in the area for 10, 20, 30 or more years as those who might be coming to visit us. And I'll say this. There aren't any venues in burgeoning communities that don't have traffic, but I look back at our experience when FedEx Field opened. I look back at when we opened the Tanger, our perennial Andrews Air Force Base Air Show. We used all of those major traffic and crowd control events to form the foundation of our plan. Are there unexpected things that will happen? Yes. Is there going to be congestion because a lot of people want to come see this international destination? Yes, but we're going to learn quickly. And the key, I think, is active management. We're not just putting up cones and putting up signs and seeing what happens. We're going to have officers in every intersection actively managing traffic, and you're going to have members of my team here 24 hours a day until the situation stabilizes and we figure out flow. So I believe all those things in conjunction with one another will lead us to a good outcome quickly.
There was some hope, Chief, that the MGM Casino down there at National Harbor would also be a tourist attraction, not just for the people who are staying down there in all those hotels, but also who are coming from downtown D.C. Is there a plan of action to be able to move people down there so that they're not all taking cabs or Ubers? Is there any sort of mass transit solution?
So my understanding is that that's a conversation that's ongoing about bringing mass transit out to the National Harbor, but that process will take a long time into the future.
Well, couldn't, I mean, if I were running the MGM Casino and I wanted to get as many tourists with their $100 bills to sit at my blackjack table, I'd set up some shuttles myself. Have they thought about doing that?
We do have a circulator shuttle that'll be running from the National Harbor to the MGM and back. In terms of the local impact of that, we believe with our own county resources and the resources that MGM and National Harbor have put in place, people will be able to patronize any of these facilities pretty easily,
right,
and those run until 4 o'clock in the morning.
What is the peak time we should be worried about most?
Brian, I got to tell you, we have done a lot of planning, but in terms of how people are going to approach this venue, we can't say for certain what peak times may be. We know that casinos traditionally have a lot of business on Sundays when you have an NFL game. We know that a lot of people are going to want to be part of the initial opening. So I would suggest to our community, as I have consistently, that the first 72 hours are where we're going to be doing two things: actively manage a lot of traffic, but also quickly learning how flow and how those roadway improvements and signage improvements are going to impact our plan. And again, it's not about the plans in place. Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
It's about active management.
Yeah, yeah. We'll know when it happens, right? Our guest is Prince George's Police Chief Henry Stawinski. I'd love to ask you about some of the other impacts on your job with the opening of a major casino like this. Listen, a lot of people are against legalized gambling in certain communities because they worry about a certain element that it attracts. I wonder what experience you've been able to learn from the Baltimore Casino. Was it the Golden Horseshoe that opened a while back? And also, of course, the Hollywood Live Casino, if there's any criminal concerns that you have with this opening.
Well, Larry, what we did 2 years ago, Chief McGaw, I was then a deputy chief, sent me to Las Vegas, where I met the gentleman who's the director of security now for this MGM facility, Mark Moore. And I also took advantage of a relationship I have with Todd Fasulo with the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department. We began looking at how you provide police services to a casino environment and a hospitality environment 2 years ago. We've trained our investigators on the kind of crimes that might be particular to this kind of environment, but we also, as you say, took advantage of the opportunity to talk to Maryland Live, to talk to the Horseshoe in Baltimore, to talk to those police departments and see what sort of impact it had. And MGM, I will say, is it's the same and it's a little different. The parking structure inside the building is a little different. The facility itself is magnificent, and if you have the opportunity to come down and take a look at it, you'll be well impressed. So we've done a lot of homework, both in terms of traffic, infrastructure, road widening, signage, but also what kind of things is this going to do in terms of impacting our community. And again, I want to point back to our District 7 station. We started that process a dozen years ago because we knew National Harbor was going to grow and develop. So that station is now online. We have increased presence in the southern part of Prince George's County, and we're looking at our personnel allocations again here in 2017 to make sure we've got the right number of people in the right number of places to handle the influx of patrons, and quite frankly, Larry and Brian, a new influx of residents attracted to Prince George's County because of our development.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like these are exciting times with the opening of this long-anticipated hotel
like
and casino.
They've done their homework, yeah.
And we're going to learn as we go, and we will check back in with you, Chief Stawinski, as potential problems or speed bumps develop. But I'm sure you and your crew will be ready for them. Thanks for joining us, sir.
It's always a privilege to be with you.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.